One Man's Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Cliff, Hazel, and Henry in the library.
But, Father, Dr. Thompson says you must begin to exercise that knee.
Stay away from me.
Cliff, didn't you even move it when you carried him downstairs?
Nope. Stuck out straight in front like a long pine board.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. If you have hay fever or if you feel a summer cold coming on, right now is the time to consider Tabsin and its benefits. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. But it is more than just an antihistamine. It is a combination of ingredients that offers more relief. Yes, Tabsin does contain an effective antihistamine that can give fast relief from the sniffles, the sneezes, the discomfort in the eyes and nose. But it does even more than this. Tabsin also provides an effective pain reliever for the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. And here's another point. Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet, easy to swallow, and it leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So for that summer cold misery, for the discomforts of hay fever, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 12, Book 77, The Book of Henry. The head of the House of Barber, convalescing from an operation on his knee, was moved from his bedroom to the couch in the library this afternoon, a major ordeal for everybody, because Henry is afraid to move his leg. It is late afternoon now, and much has gone wrong in the Barber family home. Cliff is talking to Hazel in the hallway outside the library after summoning her with an S.O.S.
I came as soon as I could, Cliff.
It's all right. We got him in there now. James and I carried him. Have we been through it?
Who's out there now, Clifford? Who is that?
It's just Hazel, Dan.
I'll be in shortly, Father. How do you feel? Father?
Come on, Doc. Doggone, no wonder the hospital let him come home.
Where's Mother?
In bed.
What?
Yeah, she couldn't take it anymore. Sick headache. And it's Mrs. Kettleman's day off, wouldn't you know? That's why I called you. I thought maybe you'd open a can of beans or something for her.
Hazel, when are you coming in here?
In a moment, Father. I'd better go up and talk to Mother and see what she planned for dinner.
Yeah, she's lying up there with the shades down. The smell of spirits of camphor reminded me of those headaches she used to have when we were kids.
Hazel!
You better go talk to him.
Goodness, this house is a mess.
Yeah, Gans and I were trying to straighten things up. I guess we just made it worse. I don't know. Oh, it sure has been hectic around
here. Hazel!
I'm coming, Father.
I'll go get him a pitcher of ice water. That's what he sent me out for.
Huh?
We were talking about your dinner, Father. I didn't know Mother was ill.
Oh, she's all right, Hazel. A little headache. Went upstairs to rest. Mrs. Kettleman let her down. You'd think, wouldn't you, after all these years, that Mrs. Kettleman would stay home on a day like this? Huh, wouldn't you? You'd think she'd have some sense of obligation. Fanny with a headache and the house in turmoil, me moving down here. You'd think a human being with any sense of consideration for other people would be willing to take tomorrow off or Saturday. No, not Mrs. Kettleman.
Now, Father.
No loyalty, no consideration for other people. I tell you, Hazel, the longer I live, the more important it seems to have consideration, Hazel. Think about the other fellow once in a while. This world wouldn't be in the mess
Father.
It's in if people considered one another. It doesn't cost anything to be thoughtful. What's one day or another, more or less?
Father, you look terribly uncomfortable.
Yes?
Must you lie there rigid that way?
I'm not rigid.
Why, you haven't even got a pillow under your head. What's Cliff thinking of?
Ridiculous remark. He isn't thinking of anything. He doesn't even try, does he?
Here, lift your head a little.
The stairs got too steep for your mother all of a sudden, and the next thing I knew, there was my son and my gardener lifting me out of my own bed. Down those stairs, Hazel. Carrying me in my condition down those stairs.
Lift your head.
Hmm?
I want you to have this pillow, Father.
Oh.
Well, lift it. There.
I was in their arms and down those stairs before I knew what was happening, Hazel. I like that bed up there. That's my own room. I'm comfortable there.
Don't you want me to take your slippers off?
They came within a hair's breadth of bumping my knee against the banister. Oh, don't.
I'm just trying to get your slippers off, Father.
You moved my leg.
I'm sorry. Here, I'll do it very gently.
Oh.
I'll be careful. Now lift the heel. Well, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Mm.
Now the other one.
Be careful.
Your other leg doesn't hurt too, does it?
I have to be careful, Hazel.
There isn't any pain in your knee now, is there, Father? It's healed now, surely.
Yes, don't touch it.
Why, the bandage is off.
Yes, Dr. ruthlessly ripped it off yesterday. And too soon, Hazel. Looks as if it had been done with a butcher knife. You'll understand better when you see the scar. Yes, yes, it's a murderous incision. I'd pull up my pajama leg and show you, but I can't bear even to have the cloth move over it.
Here's your ice water, Dad. Anything else?
Yes, pour it.
Okay.
I'll go up and see how Mother's feeling.
Ask her where she put my patented book rack.
Your what?
The book rack. Dr. Thompson brought it. It's so I don't have to hold books.
Right over there. I'll get it for you.
All right, Cliff.
And tell her I'm feeling better now that you're here, Hazel.
All right, Father.
Don't stay up there too long. When she has one of those sick headaches, it isn't good for her to talk.
You want your glass of ice water?
Yes. Oh, no, not right now, Cliff. Put it down where I can reach it, please. And bring me the book rack. I'm going to read.
Okay.
Who was on the telephone a while ago?
Paul, calling from the Sky Ranch. See how you were?
Yes. What did you tell him?
I told him we'd moved you. I gave him a play-by-play description of it.
Be careful how you lower that book rack, Biffert. Don't let it bump me.
It won't bump you, Dad.
Adjust it now.
I'm going to, Dad.
Yes. Did Paul think it was wise to transfer me downstairs?
He certainly did.
Oh, nice change for me, eh?
Yeah, and for Mom, too. He seemed particularly concerned about Mom running up and downstairs all day long. Says he doesn't see how she lives through your operation.
Oh. Yes. Oh, she'll be all right. Has lots of resilience, your mother. Yes, indeed. Snaps right back. Her family was always that way. Strong people, Clifford. You have a good heritage.
Yeah.
Find me the National Geographic magazine, please. The new issue. It just came.
It's on the couch, Dad.
Yes?
It's under you.
Yes?
It's somewhere under you on the couch, Dad. Kent and I didn't have a chance to pick it up when we brought you in.
Well, what was it doing on the couch? There's a magazine table. That's where it's supposed to be, on the table, Clifford.
Well, I was looking at it, Dad, and when Mom brought Gans in and said to go up and pack you down here, I just left it on the couch. Move over. I'll get it.
Keep away.
But I can see it, Dad. It's right there.
Keep away, Clifford. I'm inch out myself. Here. Where is it?
You won't be able to reach it. It's down near your knee.
Oh, then let it go. Let it go. Here. Here. Give me that glass of water.
Oh, boy.
Yes?
Never mind. Here, You want me to help you sit up?
No, I oh, no, no, let it go. I'll sit up at dinner time. At the hospital, they had bent straws, bent glass straws.
Well, we don't have any, Dad. Would you want me to run down to the store and buy some?
It'd be nice to have them. I get pretty thirsty.
Cliff, why didn't you tell me you're supposed to start moving
these legs? No, not me. I don't want to go through any more of that.
But it's true, isn't it, Father? Dr. Thompson told you you ought to start exercising that knee, didn't he? That's why he sent you those crutches.
Hazel, I will not...
Right, you don't have to use the crutches. But Mother says somebody's got to persuade you to move that knee.
This will be interesting. I'm glad I've got a front row seat.
Father, Dr. Thompson says unless you follow his instructions, he's going to wash his hands of the whole affair.
He's just looking for an alibi, Hazel. If this knee turns out to be stiff for life, he'll be able to blame me for it, giving me orders to exercise it when it isn't healed up yet.
But Mother says it is.
Oh.
You know what she told me? She thinks her headache would leave if somebody could only get you to try to move that knee. Now, Father, it's not going to hurt. Come on,
stay now. Away from me.
Chris, didn't he even move it when you carried him downstairs?
Nope. Stuck out straight in front like a long pine board.
Father.
All right. Easy for you people to talk. I'm the one who's had the major surgery. I've seen what they did to me, Hazel. It's an incision this long. It's likely to pop wide open any time. Yes, and I've had all the pain I can stand, Hazel.
But it isn't going to hurt.
Oh, you've studied bone surgery, have you?
No, but I'm willing to take the doctor's word for it. Did you try to get him to move it, Chris? Father, I'm ashamed of you.
All right, be ashamed.
I'll tell Margaret her grandfather's afraid to move his knee.
All right, tell her.
Oh, come on now, Father. Lift your leg straight up. Do that anyway. Dr. Thompson's afraid the hip socket's going to forget how to move. Come on. You can lift it straight up, can't you? That isn't going to hurt your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggle your toes, Dad. See if you can.
Yes, that's an idea. Move your big toe.
Chris, is it?
Yeah, great.
There, you see? That isn't hurting you. Now lift your whole leg. You can use it if you like, but lift your leg. Let's see if you can.
That's a lot of fire, doesn't
it? I can. Lift. Yes. You didn't even move it. Now then, here's just an inch off the couch.
Oh, dear. Loud, dear.
There. It's coming up. Higher. Higher, Father. Still higher. Look there. Well, you've got it straight up, Father. Isn't it wonderful? Now lower it. Lower it. Father, what's wrong? Are you afraid to lower it?
Stay too quiet, Hazel. I'll try if you insist. I'm going to bend my knee now.
Good for you.
Here it goes.
Good. Go ahead.
I'm going to bend it.
Good.
Any minute now.
Wish we had more people here.
Well, start. Want it bend?
Now, if I can't do it, don't blame yourselves. I should have gone to Mayo's in the first place. I'm the one who gave in. Well.
Claire.
Hazel. Look. Clifford. It works. Ho-ho. Call your mother. Get her out of bed. Here, give me your hand, Hazel. We'll go show her. I can bend my knee and it doesn't hurt.
Well, hold everything, Dad. I'll go get your crutches.
Paul will be here in a moment with further developments. Remember this, friends. For fast, dependable relief from the misery of a hay fever or a summer cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is more than just another antihistaminic tablet. Tabsin does more for you. First, Tabsin provides the benefits of a approved antihistamine that relieves the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. Yes, Tabsin does this, but it does even more. Tabsin offers fast relief from the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. That's more complete relief. And further, Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet that's easy to swallow and leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So, for the misery of hay fever or a summer cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Get Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. All right, Paul.
I learned from Teddy when I talked to her on the overseas phone last evening that her friend, the Army captain, has returned to the United States and is now at his home in Wisconsin. Teddy is usually forthright, but last evening I had a feeling that she was holding something back from me. Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Mothers, when your children come in from play complaining of a cut or a scratch, bathe it with Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine is the remarkable new family antiseptic and bactericide made by Miles Laboratories. Children will welcome its use, for Bactine does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics. It has a soothing, cooling effect on the skin, yet it's a powerful germ fighter. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid with a fresh, clean odor, does not stain the skin or clothing. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist. You've never seen anything exactly like Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin. Tomorrow, Chapter 13, Book 77. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.